The Guardian.
Well, I think there probably is. I mean, the weird thing about Cannes is that at this stage of the festival, nobody knows anything. You've just got a bunch of film titles and schedules of when they're going to play. So you always have this sort of weird situation where bookies are kind of putting odds on films that, to win the Palme d'Or that no one's actually seen. So it's a slight sort of pinning the tail on the donkey kind of game that everyone's playing. And everyone's kind of basically walking around blind, which is a neat and perhaps very trite link to the opening night film, which played last night, which is Blindness by Fernando Meirelles. And Fernando Meirelles made City of God, you know, about 5-6 years ago, that obviously caused a huge sort of stir and basically kind of made his name. And Blindness is the opening night film. And it's kind of fantastic.
And another highlight for many people, I guess, will be the return of Harrison Ford back as Indiana Jones.
Yep, that's the big star power that the Cannes organisers are wheeling out this year. And perhaps in the case of Harrison Ford, it really might literally be wheeling out this year. You know, Harrison Ford is well into his 60s now, but he's back in the hat and cracking the bullwhip as Indiana Jones in the first Indiana Jones film in like nearly 20 years. This is Spielberg's kind of return to the franchise, and it remains to be seen whether sort of Harrison's still got it. But obviously, in terms of celebrity glitz and razzle-dazzle, this is the sort of the film that will have all the paparazzi around the red carpet.
And what about British hopes this year?
They've snubbed us, John, again. Those mean Frenchies have snubbed Britain. There are Brits around, but there's none in the main competition. So we've got some quite sort of esoteric Brits over here this year. We've got two artists. We've got Steve McQueen, who is over here with his film Hunger, which is about the hunger strike, and Bobby Sands. We've got Sam Taylor-Wood, who's actually competing for the Short Film Prize with Love You More, which is, although it's ostensibly a short film, a low-budget short film, it's got quite a sort of heft behind it, and it was produced by the late Anthony Minghella, written by Patrick Marber. Seamus McGarvey, who's like one of the most well-regarded cinematographers in Britain today, is the director of photography. You've also got two slightly lower-profile British directors, Dwayne Hopkins and Thomas Clay, and they're playing in sort of the lesser sort of categories at Cannes. So there is British talent here, but it's just not quite on the red carpet.
And what are you most looking forward to, Zam?
I think at the moment I'm probably most looking forward to the Charlie Kaufman film. Charlie Kaufman, I'm going to try and pronounce this now, it's called Synagogue, I think, but don't quote me on that. Charlie Kaufman, I think, is probably one of the best writers in Hollywood at the moment. He wrote Being John Malkovich and Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. This is his first film as both writer and director.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.